Today on Gardening in a Minute, purple coneflower. Many gardeners are brightening their landscapes with purple coneflower, a beautiful perennial that isn't always purple. Some choose improved cultivars like hot papaya, mac and cheese, or raspberry truffle because of their shocking colors, while others plant the native purple species in order to attract and feed butterflies. Known scientifically as echinacea, the plants can grow to a 3-foot clump, and the daisy-like flowers bloom throughout spring and summer on tall flower stalks. However, not all forms of purple coneflower perform well in every part of Florida. Some may grow for a year or two and then fizzle out, though enriched, well-drained soil can help them last longer. So keep your eyes open. Plant breeders are always coming up with new selections you can add to your perennial beds. For more information about purple coneflower, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, over-fertilization. Fertilizer provides plants with specific nutrients they need in order to grow, but it's important not to over-fertilize, since this can lead to problems for both the plants and the environment. With container-grown plants, applying too much fertilizer can create a buildup of salts in the potting media, which can cause stunted growth, leaf browning, or even death. And in the landscape, over-fertilizing can burn plants, trigger excessive growth, aggravate pest problems, or lead to pollution of our waterways and groundwater. Before you apply any fertilizer, be sure to read and follow all label instructions and consider having your soil tested. Your county extension office can help. By fertilizing responsibly, you'll help protect your plants and Florida's environment. For more information about fertilizing, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spring vegetable gardens. There's nothing like having homegrown vegetables right at your back door, and now's the time to prepare your beds for spring vegetables. Spring crops include sweet corn, cucumber, tomato, watermelon, and several kinds of beans. Start with a plan. Decide what vegetables you want to plant and where in your garden they'll be located. Make sure your site gets plenty of sun and is near a source of water. Get your soil tested to find out what nutrients it needs. Your county extension office can help with this process. Purchase or start your transplants or plant seeds directly in the soil. For best results, choose varieties recommended for Florida. Water and fertilize as needed and keep an eye out for pests. For more information on vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, reel mowers. Modern reel mowers feature improved designs over the push mowers our grandparents used. They're lightweight, easy to use, and environmentally friendly, running on human power instead of gasoline. They're also good for the grass. They use a rotating cylinder of blades to cut the grass cleanly, reducing the risk of disease. As with any mower, the blades will need to be sharpened periodically. If you're thinking of buying a reel mower, check its maximum cutting height. For grasses like St. Augustine, you'll want at least 3 to 4 inches. Be sure to mow your lawn at least weekly during the growing season, because if the grass gets too tall, it'll be tough to cut. Keeping on a regular mowing schedule means that your grass will look great, and so will you. For more information about lawnmowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spring flower beds. Spring is right around the corner, and it's time to freshen up your flower beds. The warm days and cool nights of spring are perfect for planting many stunning selections of annuals and perennials for both sun and shade. Spade or till your beds at least a few weeks before planting, and work several inches of organic matter, like peat moss or composted cow manure, into the soil. For beds and borders, mass plantings of 1 or 2 flower varieties provide the best show. Make sure you buy healthy plants, and remember they don't have to have blooms at planting time. In your local garden center, look for beautiful wax begonias, angelonias, impatiens, zinnia, and periwinkle, and make your spring garden the talk of the town. For more information on flowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.